This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The human fascination with flight is as old as cave paintings of birds and as natural as a baby's laugh when being tossed up in the air. The wish to soar sent the arrogant Icarus toppling into the sea in the ancient Greek myth. Today, hang gliding, skydiving, and riding zip lines has allowed millions of people to experience the adrenaline-fueled feeling of flight, with some safeguards. For those with more extreme tastes, the sport of wingsuit racing is gaining ground. Looking like Batman or giant flying squirrels, wingsuit enthusiasts fly thousands of feet in the air at speeds up to 200 miles per hour. Alex Davies covers transportation at Wired, where he wrote about a national wingsuit competition and profiled an aspiring champ. Alex, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So up to 200 miles an hour, what is a body doing at that speed?
Well, the face is pretty much flapping like a sail in the wind. But the flyer I spoke to, is a guy named Joe Ridler, describes part of it as physically excruciating because they're flying in these wingsuits. And it's not just about trying to get to the ground safely, it's about going as fast as you can and as far as you can, and that means extending your arms and your legs and your core as far out as you possibly can in the wingsuit, and that's basically the toughest core workout you've ever had, going at 200 miles an hour through the air.
I can barely imagine it. I mean, obviously the appeal of flying, but that does sound kind of excruciating.
Yeah, and I think the people who get into this are people who have been skydiving for a long time, and actually the U.S. Parachute Association won't let anybody fly with a wingsuit until they've had at least 200 jumps out of an airplane with a traditional parachute. So the people who are into this are people who really love skydiving and who are, at a certain point, probably looking for a new kind of challenge.
Describe the wingsuits. What makes them first so adept at reaching such high speeds?
So it's basically like making yourself into a flying squirrel. You know, it's made out of fabric. It covers your entire body. And basically, it gives you flapped arms, you know, webbed arms and a big web between your legs. One of the big differences here is between people who base jump with wingsuits and what these competitions are about, which are jumping out of a plane. Base jumping is when you're jumping off of a cliff or a bridge wearing one of these suits, and it's generally considered very dangerous because you're flying around obstacles, so there are things to hit. These guys are jumping out of a plane at thousands of feet up where there's nothing below them to hit. And at about 3,000 feet in the air, they're going to pull their parachute and float down to safety.
The first ever championships in wingsuit racing were held at the beginning of October. Now, this is in Illinois. What is the sport here, Alex? I mean, what kinds of conditioning or athleticism are necessary to win? Can you actually navigate?
Yeah, so you actually can navigate. And a lot of what practice runs are all about is learning how exactly to make your suit do what you want it to do. So the championships require that each jumper compete in three disciplines, which are basically how fast you can go, how far you can go, and how much time you can spend in the air. And they're measuring all of that in a window of about 3,000 meters up to 2,000 meters up. So basically, how horizontal can you make your flight as opposed to vertical, the way anyone less experienced would fall? And so each time these guys go up and then fly down, they're doing what Joe Ridler, who I spoke with, calls little scientific experiments. He said, okay, this jump I'm going to tuck my toes in a little bit more, or I'm going to stick my chin out half an inch more and see how drastically that affects the flight.
And did it?
Yeah, and he said each one, you know, if you're going for distance, it's a little bit different than if you're going for time. So each of those little things makes a big difference because you're going so fast, and it's like if you punched a small hole in an airplane wing, you'd get drastic differences. And you're doing the same kind of thing here, except you yourself are the sail.
We're talking about something that is just spectacular to watch. I mean, I've watched a couple videos of it. What was your impression watching? Your heart in your throat? After having spoken with Joe, what were you thinking about might be going through his mind?
Yeah, well, I think the most amazing thing he told me is he said, you know, like, I was afraid of heights as a kid, and I'm still a little afraid of heights. And I was like, what? Really? Like, and this is what you do? And I think he said, like, it's just so, you know, it's obviously scary, and I think it gets less scary as you get into it, especially as you start focusing on competition and you think, less about am I going to survive this and more about how can I win? How can I go faster than the other guys who are in the air at the same time as you? Joe also told me that when he's on the ground, he does a lot of yoga, he does a lot of meditation, and these are things that let you keep your focus when you're moving at that speed and really need to keep your mind sharp.
Alex Davies, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Alex Davies, he's in charge of all things transportation for Wired. That's where we read his article, The Excruciating 200 Miles Per Hour World of Wingsuit Racing. You can find more, including a link to read his article and some videos at wordofmouthradio.org.